Welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN as we talk winter sports here for the Atlantic Trojans, and now being joined by Atlantic Cam head wrestling coach Tim Duff, his team coming fresh off a championship in the Hawkeye 10 Conference Tournament. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on. You know, it's kind of the exciting time of the season for us. Our kids are hopefully geared up, you know, prepped and ready to wrestle their best, and, you know, well, ultimately, you know, in the sport of wrestling, everybody gets an opportunity if you're varsity to wrestle in that sectional tournament. So that's, you know, the cool thing about the sport is that, you know, if you can win in advance, you know, you get to move on to district. So that's what it's all about today. The top two kids at sectionals get to continue to wrestle and move on to districts. And then as a team, you know, regional duels Tuesday night, you know, the sectional champ, the 16 sectional champs automatically qualify for the regional duels. And then after that, the last eight spots are determined, you know, just by the IWCOA ranking. So, you know, currently we're ranked 11th in the dual ranking. So, you know, if we can win the sectional, that's going to guarantee us a spot. You know, if not, then we're going to have to hope and see that we get an opportunity to wrestle in that regional duel. So, big day. Hopefully our kids come out and wrestle hard, compete hard, and, you know, wrestle their best.
Yeah, this is what it's all about here, is that postseason run gets started. This is when everybody wants to be performing at their top level. I did just want to touch real quickly, though, on the previous week. I know you're kind of probably put it in your rearview mirror by now, but always cool when you have a chance to say that your team's Hawkeye 10 Conference champions, and you got to do that in your home gym as well. So I'm sure that was a special day for your guys.
Yeah, you know, thanks, Chris. Yeah, it was an exciting day for us. You know, probably a little bit of surprise, I guess. You know, we've been kind of behind Creston. They beat us early before Christmas in a duel, and then we went to a tournament at Creston, and we finished runner-up to Creston at their home tournament. And then we saw them again the following week at John Harris, and they beat us by a couple points at John Harris. And then we saw them last weekend at the conference wrestling tournament. And, you know, we thought going into it, you know, we can compete with them. We didn't know if we had enough firepower to catch up to them and knock them off. So we were, you know, real excited. You know, it's kind of a surprise for us. Our kids competed hard. I thought we had, you know, some big wins head-to-head against Creston. And you know, ultimately, you know, a lot of bonus points. And we had a number of kids on the backside that wrestled back, finishing that third and fourth place spot. You know, that was just huge for us. We put, you know, 13 of our 14 weights finished in the top six. And Tate Jordan at 113, he finished seventh. And, you know, even in a seventh-place match, he picked up the pinfall. They picked up two bonus points. So just a neat experience for the boys to be able to put, I guess, their year on the banner in the gym. You know, 22 will go down as a Hawkeye 10 conference title. And, you know, that's something to be proud of. For these kids, for the team. And you know, as a program, you know, that's three Hawkeye 10 tournament titles, three out of the last 6 years. So I'm pretty proud of what these kids have accomplished. And, you know, now hopefully we can continue to build off of it, see if we can make some noise here in the postseason.
Yeah, and well, and obviously that means it's certainly a good indicator as well of how well your guys are wrestling. If you're able to go out and put out a performance like that at the conference meet, it means that hopefully you're gearing up and going to be at your best here today during sectional competition.
Yeah, you know, that's the hope. As a coach, you know, as a staff, we want our kids to, you know, have their focus at that state tournament series throughout the season. You know, everything. I know it's cliche, but everything is practice up till now. And I know, again, the other coach's cliche is everybody's 0-0. And, you know, but it's true. It's true in the sport of wrestling. You know, the previous matches and the opponents that we're going to see today, we've wrestled pretty much all of them, some of them multiple times. And, you know, between Creston, Clarinda, Central Decatur, Shenandoah, and Clark of Osceola, we've seen all those kids, and so we've had opportunities to wrestle them. But ultimately, you know, the match today is the one that counts, and you can't look ahead. You can't you have your focus next week at districts or the week after at the state tournament. It truly is, you know, an elimination an elimination tournament. You've got to stay focused and be in the present and go out and wrestle your best. And, you know, if you beat somebody, if you've beaten an opponent in the past, you know, it doesn't give you any points on the board at the start of this match today. You've got to go out and do it now when it counts. And so hopefully our kids are, you know, really zoned in and ready to go out and compete and do what they do and wrestle at their best.
Well, and you'll be over there at Leon. Central Decatur is the host site. Action getting underway for sectional competition at noon. I know you'd love to see some Atlantic Camp supporters over there, and they need to get online and get their tickets ahead of time if they're going to come over and try to support.
That's right. That's right. You have to purchase your tickets through Hometown Tickets. You can go through the IHSAA website and you have to purchase the tickets online prior to attendance. So if you're coming over, make sure you have your tickets or get online now if you're driving over to on your way to Leon. I know it's a couple hour drive over there, so make sure you have your tickets pre-purchased. And you know, we've had Chris, we've had great fan support, great parent support throughout the season, and I'm thankful for that. We're, you know, our kids are grateful for everybody that comes out, cheers them on, and you know, hopefully we get that continued support as we get ready to battle today.
Well, some great accomplishments so far. Coach, we appreciate your time, and we hope we're talking to you next week about a lot of wrestlers are going to head down to Glenwood.
Yeah, I hope so too, Chris. We're going to compete hard and you know, let the chips fall where they may.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Atlantic Cam head wrestling coach Tim Duff. Back with more on our coaches show in just a moment here on KJN.